Hello and welcome to the 12th week of the Beaver Dam Podcast. I'm Reed Mouse, joined along with my broadcasting partners, both Tyler Avila and Gino Spadaro, and the fall sports is officially wrapped up, and we ended on a good note. Both cross-country teams were successful this weekend, and the football team brought the hammer back to Bluffton. And they lost it last year, and they brought it right back, and we're going to keep it for a long time. And here to talk about football is our very own Gino Spadaro. Gino, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So you guys won this week, and it wasn't the prettiest of games, to be honest. I mean,
right.
Bluffton had 8 turnovers themselves. They got 7 turnovers. There's a total of 15 turnovers in this game. It was not a pretty game by any means. But what's it matter? The season's over, and you brought the hammer back.
Yeah, like you said, it was a lot of turnovers. You know, being on the defensive side of the ball, it was like, hey, we just got to stop, get off the field. And it's like, wow, got to go right back on. It was one of those games. But, you know, the way our offense has played, you know, especially like guys like D. Greeley and guys like that, there was really no lost confidence with me or any of the defensive guys, especially, you know, with the way our defense was playing as well. You know, I know late in the game we were only up 7 points, and I think we turned the ball over with like 2 minutes left on Defiance's side of the field. But I was running on the field, and I mean, I was 100% confident that we were still going to win this ball game. It felt like we were up 21 points at, you know, and we were only up 7 because just the way our defense was playing, Defiance couldn't really move the ball against us at all.
Yeah, you guys were actually losing going into halftime, 17-14. What was it like in the locker room during that time?
Coach D told us, he was like, you know, we couldn't have played worse in that first half, and we're only down 3. So let's just fix a few things, and, you know, we're going to win this ball game. And so we were all pretty confident going in because, of, like I said, we played pretty terrible in the first half, and we were only down 3, and so, you know, we were all pretty confident that we were going to get some things cleaned up and, you know, we were going to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Darian Greeley, who had a fantastic game, and we say that every week now, it seems like. But he had 160 yards on the ground. There was a few loose balls, but he still did phenomenal running the ball. And then even Brandon Koch, I mean, Brandon Koch had 3 interceptions, which, I mean, they could have gone a lot worse, but he still got it done at the end of the day. I mean, it never seemed like, I mean, looking at stats, still had 250 yards. He had 2 touchdown passes. He got it done at the end of the day is what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, like you said, at the end of the day, we still got the win. Koch, like I said, he's still young. You know, he's going to be back next year. And so, you know, you can look at this year in times that he struggled on learning experiences. You know, he did throw 3 interceptions, but, you know, he also threw 2 touchdowns, which were big-time plays for us. You know, sometimes that just happens out there offensively. Sometimes things don't go your way. But, you know, like we said at the end of the day, he still got it done. He still made a lot of good plays when it mattered. And, you know, I think moving forward, he's gonna learn from some of the mistakes he made last game against Defiance and this past season. And he's going to come back next year, and he's going to be really, really good for this team.
Yeah, I mean, you play on the defensive side of the ball, and we're talking about offense a lot. And we can look at the stat sheet and see who had the most tackles and everything, but that doesn't really tell the whole story on defense. So who did you think played well, and how do you guys think as a team, defensive squad, did this past week on defense?
I think our defensive line was phenomenal in that game. You know, our D-line got back at the quarterback. Felt like almost every time he tried to throw, and, you know, that ended up causing their quarterback to throw 4 interceptions, you know, a lot of which were big time down the stretch at the end of the game. So I think guys like Isaac Zikafus and Ali Moore, you know, did a great job of getting back there at the quarterback. And then, you know, our defensive backs did a phenomenal job as well, you know, covering their outside receivers, you know, doing a good job of staying in their zones and making plays when the ball came their way. And, you know, we blitzed a lot in that game, trying to get after that quarterback, and it worked. You know, I think it really paid off because it forced the quarterback to throw some errant passes.
Yeah, and your 4 years are done here, and you were a 4-year starter. You're on the field a lot throughout your entire 4 years here at Bluffton.
Yep.
And there's a few other players, Micah Roberson, I mean, even like Jordan Watkins, just a lot of players. This was their last time on the field, and beating your rival after giving up the hammer last year, what does that mean to just your career to cap it off like that?
Well, you know, I mean, there's not really a better way to go out than getting that hammer back. You know, last year we were one of the best teams in this school's history, and we lost the hammer. And so, you know, for even having a down year this year, to be able to go do something that the team last year wasn't able to accomplish. I think that that's really a positive note moving forward for this team. You know, like you said, going and getting that hammer back, you know, as a senior, going out on top that way. With the season that we had, there was really only two ways that we could have been remembered. If we would have lost that game against Defiance, we would have been known as that 3-7 team that lost to Defiance. They weren't very good and all that. But you know, now that we beat Defiance and got that hammer back, we're really only going to be remembered for that team that got that hammer back. And so you know, I look at that and it's definitely a positive way to go out for sure.
A lot of times when you talk to someone who just finished their career in their respective sport, they feel like they left something behind. Do you feel like that at all now that your 4 years done, or did you leave it all out there? Are you happy with how you left it out there?
Yeah, you know, I don't, you know, that's really a good thing that I can take away from being done with football, is I can say that I really don't have any regrets, really. You know, I worked my tail off all 4 years, and even in high school, you know, there's really nothing that I could say I wish I would have gone back and done differently. You know, there's some people who say that, man, I really wish I would have worked harder, or, you know, lifted more, or done this and that. I really don't think I could say that. I think, you know, I worked as hard as I possibly could have, and I think that I became the best football player I could have possibly been throughout these 4 years. And yeah, I don't really have any regrets, really. And I'm really happy to say that.
Yeah, there's a lot of key parts of this team, or a couple at least, are leaving this team. So how is this team going to look next year? I mean, Brandon Koch's got a year of experience underneath his belt. He's still going to have most of his tools. Mike is not coming back.
Right.
And then the defense coming back. They were young this year. Now they'll have a little more experience. How's this team looking?
Man, next year I think the sky's the limit for this team. You know, I just saw the schedule for next year. It's a very friendly schedule for this team. You know, in my opinion, you know, you got a lot of bigger games happening later in the season, so you can, you know, really reach your full potential later in the season going into those bigger games. But next season, the offense loses Micah and loses, you know, a few key offensive linemen. But other than that, if you can bring in, you know, some guys to fill those voids, that, I mean, you got D. Greeley coming back and you got Cole coming back. You got guys like Ian O'Donnell and Ethan Williams and Quay Pruitt coming back on the offensive line, and Keon Camden and Lucas and Adam Duncan. I mean, the sky's the limit for that offense. And defensively, the only person that they're losing is me. And, you know, you got a guy like Dylan Burkholder who's able to come in and fill that spot at the outside linebacker position. He's pretty good. And, you know, everyone else is coming back. And so I really don't see how this team can't come back even better than, you know, we were this year. I mean, I think you look at this season, we lost a lot of close games, and we got exponentially better towards the end of the season. And so you look at this season, we lost a couple games by, you know, less than a score. You know, we could have easily been 7-3 or 8-2, you know, had a couple of things going our way. And so I think, you know, you look at that and you look at this team with, I mean, like at least 80% on both sides of the ball coming back. You know, this team's going to be really good next year. And they got a lot of experience under their belt now. And, you know, I can't wait to see what they do next year.
So that makes the end of the football season. They've had a lot of ups. They had high expectations this year, and they lost a lot of close games, which kept them from achieving those expectations. Heck, they lost three straight weeks by a touchdown or less. A lot of close games, but you're right. This team has a lot going for it, and there was just some phenomenal careers that we saw. Micah Roberson finished his career, and we hope that he gets to play some football next year and for the years forward. I only wish the best for Micah. And then, of course, people like Gina Spadaro, Jordan Watkins, and other seniors, we thank you for playing these past 4 years. You had a fantastic career. So it was just a fantastic fall season. And the only team remaining from the fall season is cross country, who finished up this past weekend.
And like Reed said, the 2017 cross-country season came to an end on Saturday as both the men's and women's team competed at the NCAA Great Lakes Regional Championship. While the HCAC meet witnessed the women's team have a stellar day, the regional meet saw the men's squad claim the most applause. Sophomore Dakota Frost capped off a superb season with the race of his life and a record-breaking one at that. Frost came home in 28th place in the five-state field of 242 runners, an all-region and all-academic placing, and the highest regional finish in Bluffton cross-country history. Not only did Frost have a day, but his teammates also had a day to be proud of as well. The scoring men of junior Jonah Eckert, sophomore Connor Golick, and juniors Wyatt Bear and Jacob Hill amassed a 22nd place team finish in the field of 36 teams and, for the first time in school history, and surpassed the perennially strong conference rival Manchester. The women's team had a number of things of which to be proud. The team had its best ever regional finish of 19th in a field of 35. Sophomore Alexis Cash placed 61st among 247 runners to secure the best women's regional finish in school history. And like Frost, an all-academic performance as well. Among the scorers following Cash were freshman Kimmy Hetrick, senior Alyssa Hawkey, sophomore Ari Cox, and junior Jenny Mattson, who, like Cash, felt her own self-imposed pressure. For these dedicated distance runners, it is now a few weeks of active rest until the indoor track and field season starts at Defiance College on Saturday, December 2nd.
Conveniently located in a dimly lit hallway, we are 96.1 The Wit.
Clear. So register is all I
As the fall sports is wrapping up, we're gearing up for the winter sports and, of course, the two big winter sports here on campus, men's and women's basketball. And with us is one of our very own, Kevin Christie. He's the point guard for the team, senior. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Reed. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So men's basketball, I mean, you guys lost some big players this past season and actually were picked pretty low by your peers in the conference to finish. You guys picked 9th out of 10. And where do you guys just think you sit in that ranking?
Well, I don't think it's anything really new to us. I mean, last year we were preseason picked 8th, and we came in and finished 7th after the season was over. I think we actually might have been 9th last year, too, 9th or 8th. So it's nothing really new to us, but it's definitely just being picked, you know, overlooked. You play with a chip on our shoulder. And I think our team is one of the teams in the league that you know it's not going to be an easy game no matter what because just how hard we play defensively. So I think we'll still have respect for some teams when they come in here.
Yeah, and looking at the roster, you guys brought in 8 freshmen. You guys lost your key player last year. Actually, not only did you lose Austin Rohde, who averaged 20 a game, but you also lost your counterpart, Trey Elkert. Well, you guys shared the point guard role last year, but you'll be taking over exclusively this year, I'd imagine. But you still have Jared Wintling and a few other pieces. How's the team? How's the starting five looking? Just how's the team roster looking?
Yeah, we lost some pretty important guys last year. They were good players and they were good leaders, and we're going to miss them a bunch. But Jared coming back, he has a bunch of experience on the floor, and he's doing well now, and he's getting healthy, and we're going to look to have a good year with him, and he's very solid. I mean, just we got some guys who have been really working hard. So I think that in the off season and now, we've worked hard enough that they've gotten well, that they can compete at the college level. We definitely lost some guys, so I think we just have to step up. I mean, we have Andrew Renner, who started 7 games to start the season last year until he tore his labrum. Mm-hmm. So he was still a good player last year, even before he went out. So with him back and Hunter, who has a lot of experience coming off the bench, so he's a big player for us. And I think I'm looking forward to it. So,
yeah, you guys brought in 8 freshmen. How's this freshman class looking?
Yeah, I think it's a slow start with freshmen, you know, getting them adapted to, you know, just the college way of doing things.
It's a lot quicker.
It's a lot quicker. It's a lot faster. Everything's a lot harder. And just getting introduced to a whole different coaching style and being in a different program is just a whole different change of scenery. So just getting these guys up to date, and it's really going all right. And it's a slow start, but we're getting there.
So you guys start this Friday. Who do you guys have this weekend? Who you guys playing against?
So we play Roanoke College this Friday at Roanoke College. So we'll leave Thursday morning, and we'll arrive there, and we'll practice on Thursday night. And we'll play Roanoke on Friday, and then we play the winner of the other two teams on the other side, which I think are Spalding and another school. I think North Carolina, somewhere in North Carolina, small D3 school in North Carolina.
See, the thing about basketball as compared to football is you have some time before really the conference season, because that's what really matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all tune-up games. They count towards your overall record, but they really get you geared up for the conference, because that's where you need to play your best, you need to play the thing. In basketball, you have a little more time. How's the team looking forward for that?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely important. I think the first part of the season is just really kind of trial and error, just seeing what works, what doesn't work on defense. And you really don't want to show your whole plays for the conference to come in. Mm-hmm. You kind of want to keep some stuff in your back pocket. So I think in basketball, it's important, but it's obviously not as important. So we just got to be able to – and it's important for us to play some good competition. Because our conference is good. I mean, Hanover at number 17, it's the number 7 team in the country to start the season.
Wow.
So we got to get ready for, we got to play tough teams out of conference. So when we get an in-conference, it's the speed and tempo we're used to playing against.
You guys obviously are going to have a whole different offensive outlook, I would imagine, because a lot of the offense revolved around Austin Rohde last year. A lot of it was getting him the ball as much as possible. Now it seems like you guys more have a more balanced attack. Now, how are you guys going to distribute the ball? Is there a different attack this year?
Yeah. Rohde was a very good individual player, and it worked for us getting him the ball, and he scored, and that he did his job very well. This year, we got a lot of guys who do a lot of the little things well. So it's definitely more of a ball movement. You keep the ball active, you know, hit the gaps and kick it out, maybe get an open three. But we also have some big guys. I mean, we got way more size than we did last year.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to be able to just throw it in the post and establish some low dominance early in the game rather than just pulling threes all game, which we kind of got into a little groove of doing last year towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned you're going to have to move the ball around a lot. And as the point guard, you got to be the facilitator. You got to get things moving. So do you feel like you have a bigger role on the team this season?
Yeah, I think just as a captain and as our point guard, I think I have a bigger role this year. And I've worked hard in the offseason. I'm looking forward to it. And I think my teammates have enough faith in me that I'll be able to do what they expect out of me. And my coach has pushed me very hard, and I know Coach Neal expects the best out of us. So just being able to play up their expectations and having their faith in me, it really helps.
All right, well, that's all we got for you. Thank you for coming in, Kevin.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Your little games, don't like your tilted stage, the role you made me play, the fool, no I don't like you, I don't like your perfect crime, how you laugh when you lie, you said the gun was mine, isn't cool, no I don't like you, but I got smarter, I got check it once, then I check it twice. Oh. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep. Locked me out and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underline. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
I'm sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? She's dead.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Do look what you just made me do.
96.1 The Wit.
Got a boy back home in Michigan, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. Now he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again. There's a guy that lives in a garden state, and he told me that we make it till we graduate. So I told him that the music will be worth the wait, but he wants me in the kitchen when it's in a plate. I believe that we're meant to be. But jealousy, 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 jealousy get the best of me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, I always make the same mistakes, cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad in love.
Got a girl with California eyes, and I thought that she could really be the one this time. But I never got the chance to make her mine, because she fell in love with little thin white lines. London girl with her attitude, we never told no one, but we look so cute. Both got way better things to do, but I always think about her when I'm riding through. I believe that I'm in too deep. Jealousy, get the best in me. Look, I don't mean to frustrate, but I always make the same mistakes. Yeah, I always make the same mistakes, 'cause I'm bad in love. Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad. Face. I know that you're afraid. I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel and face. You know I'm bad at love. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
From Salzman to Sauter, we are 96.1 The Wit.
Not only is men's basketball this year, but women's basketball is actually ranked third in the preseason. They've actually had a few good years the past few years. They won the conference two seasons ago, and then last year they had another good year. And they have a lot of people coming back. Actually, we're sitting down with Casey Rao, who's been a big part of the team the past few years. Casey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I've never been better. So you guys are ranked in the third season. Is that where you guys wanted to be, or did you guys think they snubbed you a little bit?
We would have loved to be higher, but with Rose winning it and Transy beat us in the semifinals last year, I mean, it was kind of expected. So,
yeah, I mean, you guys have a lot of pieces coming back. In fact, the only starter that you lost is Rachel Binding. How are you guys looking to fill Rachel Binding's?
We moved Abby O'Donnell to the five, which makes us a really fast team. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to get up and down the court a lot faster than we were last year.
You and Macy and then TJ Mills and then Abby were for the starting five last year, and then you and Macy really were the big pieces along with Rachel Binding. So are you and Macy going to fill bigger roles this year, or is it still just going to be the same team game you guys have been playing for years?
I think we'll still be in that role, but, you know, TJ and Abby O'Donnell and the next five or this last five to the piece of that, they're going to have to step up and kind of take and fill Rachel's role from last year.
So TJ Mills, who was freshman of the year last year, if I'm correct, how do you think her role is going to change this year? Being the point guard, running the team, do you think it's going to change? She's going to have to step up a little bit, or?
I think she did a good job last year distributing the ball, scoring when she needed to, and I think she just needs to continue that role. Maybe step up a little bit here and there to score because she's quick enough. So
we're talking about where you guys ranked in the preseason. What teams really could threaten you guys this year? I mean, you guys are at the top in my mind and a lot of minds in the conference. Like, who do you guys think can threaten you guys going forward this season?
Rose is always a big rival.
Absolutely.
They're always solid. So if we could just get one win over there, that would be great. Transy, they didn't really lose a whole lot, so they'll be up there. And Defiance is always a rivalry game. So,
absolutely.
I mean, they beat us in double overtime last year, so.
You guys have eight freshmen coming in, if I'm correct. Do you expect any freshmen to fill some big roles this year?
Yeah, there's a couple that have stepped up and will definitely be in that 8 to 10 rotation this year. Nora Heminger, definitely. Heidi Craddock, and even Aaron Ernsum, too.
What about the – we talked a lot about the starting five, and you just mentioned a couple freshmen. How is this – the next five rotation, because Coach Shuttler likes to rotate a lot. How are the five besides the starting five, the second rotation, how are they looking?
They're not too bad. There's going to be a couple of them that are going to have to step up and score when the first five aren't on the floor to kind of fill that role. So
So who do you guys got this weekend? You guys play on Friday. You guys go to Chicago. Who do you guys have?
We open up with Ohio Northern, so we drive 4 hours to play a team 10 minutes away. But they made it to the Sweet 16 last year, so I think that would be a great start if we could get a win.
Yeah, the really good part about basketball as compared to like football and other sports is you get a few games before the conference kicks in, and playing good teams is really important in that competition. You get to figure out who you are as a team, what you need to fix on. So playing a team like ONU, that's got to help you guys' schedule or help you as a team, correct?
Yeah, I think so. They're solid, and if we, like I said, if we can get a win like that, that will definitely be a great start to the season moving forward.
Are there any other out-of-conference games that you guys are really excited about playing? Some good teams?
We travel to John Carroll this year also, which they're in the OAC, which is always a solid conference. So they'll be tough.
Well, we thank you for coming in. We wish you the best of luck, Casey. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit, 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, @TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Avila, joined along with Reed Mouse and Gino Spadaro, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beat.